Welcome to another episode of What Is? My co-hosts.
That girl. Voice of the people.
And I'm Allison Harrison. All right, so today, what do we have on the list today? Today, St. Thomas stories are not that many today. In fact, it's just one. Cheyenne Francis.
First things first, happy Good Friday. Happy Easter, folks.
Right, happy
You're
Easter.
You're not supposed to say happy Easter. You're supposed to say have a good, have a blessed Good Friday. That. Easter not start yet.
Isn't it today that they crucified?
Easter Sunday is Easter. Easter Monday, but today name Easter Friday?
Hello.
No, it's Good Friday.
Hold on. Easter has started from last week's Sunday, meaning, which was Palm Sunday.
Right.
Meaning, technically, we're still in the season of Lent.
Which right. Easter fall in the season of Lent.
Where you're supposed to greet people by saying, have a blessed Good Friday, not happy Easter.
Oh, right, right. No, 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 I get that.
That's I was being technical. Okay. Yeah,
I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Cheyenne.
So maybe you want to happy Easter season for cover the whole season, but if you're talking about today,
it's Good Friday.
It's blessed Good
blessed
Friday.
Good Friday, people.
Blessed Good Friday. All right, we can start now.
Yes.
All right.
voice of the people never want them done up on the internet, you know. Just looking out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know them.
Oh, for all the people who are commenting on the content, whether on TikTok or on YouTube or on WhatsApp. We appreciate your input. Got some feedback.
Oh, I saw them going in.
On the UA thing, yeah. The UA carnival. Oh, yeah.
I just closed the app. I couldn't manage. I was like, okay.
Yeah, man. They, most of the comments
were green-ish.
No. They were just, they were agreeing, and they were mostly women coming out and saying,
they've seen it.
Yeah, true.
And I think once I was like, I saw this guy, him just have video everything. I mean, no, him not have video, him for video.
Right. He wasn't a part of any camera crew or anything like that. So him and him have a vintage camera, and he was like 100 years old, and he was just like.
Yeah, I saw that one. But me see too much things that go on in there, me just slide down. I mean, I want nobody done me.
No, you're going to have the quote-unquote devil's advocates who are going to try and be smart.
You
but
have to have balance.
Yeah, so, you know, but it's fine. All
to protect my peace, I close the app.
All comments are welcome, but sometimes you have some people who, that's not the point that we're trying to make, but you're trying to make it out to be something else.
As my mother, that's the mountain out of a mold.
Yeah, it's
but your opinion is appreciated.
Yeah, we appreciate the input. All right, so Cheyenne Francis is a constable in the JCF. And she's a practical pistol shooter.
Oh, was she the one who won something
abroad? Yes.
She's from St. Thomas.
I learned.
What about the good as them?
The Morange Bay High School. Have to give it up.
Carpe diem. Carpe diem nation, big up on herself.
Always.
To camera.
Don't
I
hate.
Said this. I'm not hating on Mark Bay High. I'm just saying, I said it like 4 episodes ago.
A beer good has come from over there.
Yeah. St. Thomas. So, Cheyenne Francis.
Everybody who, you know, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all up on
me. Yeah, we're the cool.
Yeah, St. Thomas.
So we're the cool kids now.
We, but no, everybody wants to sit at our table.
Yeah, man. We're the cool kids now.
Can't sit with us.
No, you can't.
So I stumbled upon her content
That's
on TikTok.
Nice.
And she was doing some.
I wonder if she want to take me on as a princess.
So, you know, big up yourself, Cheyenne. You
she
know,
works
you.
Here or she
yeah,
works
she's
her
in
tone?
The. She well. Based in no, oh, I don't think so.
I guess her division chef. Kind
yeah,
of.
She does. I don't. We would have known if she worked in St. Thomas.
Don't quote me. I'm not sure. I think she's special ops.
Oh, that's
sure.
What I'm saying. She probably based on her gun thing. She probably in a special crew.
Don't quote me.
Which would be.
I think she's a part of the special ops team. But
you mean like me. Jamaica SWAT?
Don't quote me. Don't.
Can we find out where I'm SWAT now?
Yeah, man, we have it.
Me know.
Yeah, man, we
have... think I saw it all on TV, so I mean, I know obviously they're real in America, but I wear them yeah, we squat crew. I'm like,
squat?
Oh, SWAT. You know what?
SWAT crew.
Squat crew. SWAT crew.
SWAT. SWAT crew.
And I'm like, huh. It was like five of them still, but huh.
But I'm just like, you know, if you have an army and if you want to win, you need to have some women on your team. Hmm. Yeah.
While we're speaking of police, JCF, if you're watching, can I get to work with the dog crew? Thanks.
The dog crew?
The canine unit.
Oh, okay. To train them?
Train this the Germans and the golden retrievers.
Okay.
I'm thinking they don't want to carry in here.
Them mongrel, they can't do nothing. They're so easily distracted, it would be.
But they get it one, recruit Brownie.
Let me say,
first of all, his name is Pluto. Not Brownie. They all have a lovely name, but if I was starting to list, it will take an hour. But maybe they will actually join so I can play with dogs and be paid for it.
Okay.
As you were, big up, what's your name? Sharona?
Shayon.
Know that, Mrs.?
Shayon Francis.
Shayon
Francis.
And she won the top prize, eh?
She's been in a couple tournaments. I know she definitely won.
I saw her the other day.
She came back with the top prize for the Florida.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's her most recent achievement. That's the most recent. All right, well, big up yourself, Shayon. Yeah. Have a drink. Have a drink and celebrate yourself. You are
Agudas.
So, the Speaker of the House, Mrs. Holness, the Honorable Mrs. Right. Holness, and the clerk, had a thing this week.
My take.
Yes.
If throw you under the bus and run the back wheel over your head was a person, it would have been Mrs. Holness.
Mrs. Holness.
What? Why she do it?
I didn't know. Well, obviously, the opposition leader is stirring up stuff. Because obviously, you know, we're in a... he's stirring up something. So, he was concerned about the tabling. Again, you know, the tabling of reports and the speaker's quote-unquote priorities in what she tables.
Mm-hmm.
So, after all of that now, you know, Auditor General came out and said that, well, I have sent reports.
No, not the Auditor General. The Integrity Commission sent out that they have sent over all the reports.
No, man, we could do it now.
And then somebody said, Mark came and cleared it up and said, it's not the Integrity Commission I am speaking about. It's the Auditor General's report.
Auditor General reveals... that, and this is from the RJR website, the Auditor General reveals that Speaker returned two reports that were sent to Parliament.
Right, but she's saying
the Integrity Commission had come out first. The part where you say about them saying they sent over all their reports.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Integrity Commission. And Mark made it clear that he wasn't speaking about the Integrity Commission.
Okay.
It was the Auditor General.
Okay. So it's almost like Juliet is saying, but we covered that. And he's like, yeah, but that's not what I'm asking
Yeah,
about.
Right. It's okay. The Auditor General. Yeah. Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So the Auditor General is saying that the speaker returned, and this is from the RJR website, returned two investigative reports to her office. So there's been so it seems like Juliet is saying that the clerk is responsible for them being returned. So she sent a letter.
Her clerk?
The clerk of the parliament. The
parliament clerk.
So basically, she has a clerk in never do her work.
Right. It's a dereliction of her responsibilities. So, and a few people did kind of draw her up for that.
Draw
who?
Clerky?
No, man.
Oh, draw
Juliet.
Oh.
Because the clerk is saying, I did my job.
I hope she'll wring her neck when she
says. And then she's going to say the clerk need to give her a list of all the reports since she, Juliet, has been speaker. And she have until next week, Tuesday, which is Tuesday coming, to produce that list. Now, me, the clerk's side, me hope clerk produce everything all which she never asks for.
Can I make my point now?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I don't know, I can't pinpoint when, but there's a level of cockiness from the Holiness family that I'm not digging anymore.
Hmm.
The humility dissipates.
That word.
Obviously, when you're just starting politics, you're not the poor one or dead, eh?
So you come humble.
But why you can't keep it that way? You realize, even Juliet herself, she was so very laid back and...
Juliet was giving me Michelle Obama for a minute, you know?
But like approachable, humble... sweet, speak when she needs to speak. You saw that there was power and elegance, but she kept it cute and
graceful.
I only speak when I need to speak.
Yeah,
I can speak. Don't get it twisted. I am my own woman, but now it's giving. You can't chat to me. it's not giving.
It's not giving.
It's fine.
I think. She,
the two of them, not just her.
They both are under fire, so they're on the defensive now.
Yeah, but
you know,
it's not giving defensive and trying to defend myself. It's giving. I said what I said,
and
touch me if you're bad.
Exactly.
Government badness.
That's what you call government badness.
It's not giving. Let's work this out and figure it out.
And you know, just to kind of add to your point, the finance minister, you know, in the budget presentation, he ends it, you know, I guess addressing whatever concerns the opposition might have brought up. And he took 10 minutes out of his presentation to tell the opposition, leave Juliet Holiness alone. Don't touch Juliet. I'm just like, oh?
That is what you call a puppet on a string.
I was like, oh?
But she had a speaker that owes. Why she need speakers?
The basic gist from this administration that I'm getting is that, like, we know what's good for you.
Like, shut up and take it.
Yeah, so yeah. Shut the hell up and take it.
And yeah, no, like, yeah, all of them, it's giving.
Yeah, and
why not complain?
And finance minister is like a sheep.
In what kind of clothing?
Switch
your own, yeah.
In this instance, it's not wolf in sheep clothing. It's a sheep. You know, sheep follow them shepherd.
Right.
Yes. If Andrew said jump, he said, far, where you want.
Yeah, but...
frog jump, kangaroo jump, which one you want?
I could be wrong, but in the past, Nigel, in the cascade business,
yeah, that's what, right, so,
but
right.
But now it seems like him push badness too.
Yeah, government badness.
But in a kind way, I guess.
No.
Him not going to do it like them, like Booga Yaga.
He wants somebody move the finance minister from up in current constituency and put him down in our garrison.
Also, how much office Juliet have now?
Hold on.
And how does she manage that?
Hold on. One, she's the Prime Minister's wife.
You get to office
you
for that?
You get paid for that. Two,
speak
she's
of the
an
house.
MP.
You get paid for that?
Yes. Three, she chairs a particular parliament committee. I'm not sure which one.
Still, you're president.
Yes. Four, she is the Speaker of the House. And before she was the deputy speaker. So she a five office that she got.
At least.
Yeah.
At least five offices.
My kind of work.
So a five money that. I'm thinking a five different money that.
Of course. Well, she's no longer deputy. She's now speaker. Exactly. So it's the four deputy money. It's four money, but one money gone up.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So a four different money that. I would like four different money.
Me too. More for income.
Me name more for different money.
Me
just give
me
two.
Greedy. Me take two.
Just give me two.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I would take one.
And guess what? Don't quote me on this, but I'm assuming most of that put on because our tax money appear for she. Eat and sleep.
Right.
All I know, all of them money they come with allowances. So you have traveling,
gas.
You get a vehicle as well.
You get lunch payments.
So sometimes the salary itself, the actual money itself.
Not touch. Not touch. You may just say, because government money, tax money, pay for help, for cushion, for car. And then you
come with government badness like, yeah.
Yeah, the badness part, me no.
I'm like, miss, are we a
Paul Bogler rule them grave? Because where's the rebellion?
Yeah.
Where's the stand up? Get up, stand up. Yeah, that, stand that, up for your rights.
To oil look now, and only Marant B, I got have a rebel, I will Jamaica.
So I'm saying, where is it? Because we would talk, and then when I had day, only two people show up.
Yeah, because the rest of people, let me get that money and just keep quiet.
Yes, that's true.
Money, you know?
That's true.
Or it spread, and somehow, quote unquote, things say everybody say, I'm not coming.
But it's
something have to keep.
Something have to happen.
Because why can't beef a $6 plus tax?
Almost $1,000.
Can't beef used to be poor people food. I'm not supposed to in a supermarket, I bend down and sell where the cheaper can't beef. What?
Hold on.
Corned beef?
Hold on.
Corn, you know what make corned beef?
Chicken back is $216 a pound.
Yeah, but you remember, I know chicken, all right. Chicken back, when there's a turkey neck, a ghetto, oxtail, and them someday. Them someday dear, you know?
We just say chicken back at $216 a pound. That, you can't afford that.
And come, and them in that parliament, I say, take one again.
We're actually doing you guys a favor by the giving you back
the best that we've seen. No,
by giving you back $20,000.
The finance man in his speech say them are go decrease the money on raw foods, and the agricultural people them say it can't go sucker. If you do that, we not have nothing to make. And so it go, you can't just roll back money on raw foods. And so it go. Consult the people first before you make the decision. Now he came back and said it is them ongoing discussions. So with the all lamp on the decrease, all on a bit for the decrease, guys, in ongoing discussions. You didn't think the discussion for go on first before.
But as I tell
me
you,
don't like how they just come and attack.
they are convinced they know what is best for us. So whatever it is that they give us, we just have to accept. But I don't know. This is 2024. I don't know who thinks this way. But
Nigel Clark never planted a seed again in life.
You know, we keep forgetting though. Majority. I don't think we forget. The people that will vote, them nah take up themselves. You got. Educate and get the knowledge, realize say them are playing at them face.
And that is why they keep those people in the positions they are.
Because the average Joe out the road, I dig out him and me.
No, not but where and Nigel attacks say.
Not one blinking thing. He just want to say where the next hustler come from.
Mm-hmm.
He not realize say, yo, no, but weird. A foolish is in my child. No, sir. Vote, you get me?
Right, like, right.
So, like, we were sitting and said, that's not right. We're probably, what, 10% of the population? Even so much?
When you go say, if me are dead for hungry, I JLP, me and say, what?
Not even this pick a side thing. But what? When them go sit down and hear 5 o'clock news and hear the budgetary committee has decided that they will decrease this annual salary,
it no affect uno.
It no make them are like, I bet I didn't talk Spanish.
Yeah. So, it is tricky. It is tricky. But I find that when you're in government for a while, this usually happens.
Yeah, you get cocky.
This usually happens. It don't matter who is in there. It usually happens.
The people them need to understand that if you're in there and do the things them with benefit, you got to go. It's not a red or orange or green thing. Is if you're not do what supposed to do, come out. Somebody else need to go try.
My father made a statement. I can't repeat it right now. Can I not go for him? Him said, me know of we need to start from scratch, and the idea I have is XYZ. Using the imagination.
Start from zero.
Clean slate. Literally and figuratively.
Right now the country is moving towards what is happening in Haiti.
Anyway.
But you know, speaking of Haiti, they're
Mr. Barbecue, have somebody asked
you?
one YouTuber. He's like, yeah, I want $60,000 for this white man. Bring me my money.
Well, it's going to, after a while, because right now the country is overrun with the gangs. When you don't have, unless they have some sort of order to the gang thing, after a while, that is going to implode because you're going to rob out all of the bank, then you're going to rob up all of and the food, them, and then everybody go, what go happen after that?
Circulate. So yeah. Nothing else not
so eventually this model gonna yeah other. You're gonna turn on each other so
which is probably what they want them to do.
But
then what happens after that?
You start when they kill them one and then you just start fresh. Over
okay
but the committee or whatever that they formed in order for the people to choose their next leader, they're saying, you know, we have, you know, we are putting together whatever framework.
Really
forgot, you know. Yeah, you know, whatever framework is needed now, we are ready to
them. Put
to
them draw at the front.
Them are waiting. out of the eight people, seven have already
the
signed
actual
off.
Leaders are going.
They me don't know who the eight
they need
are.
To to see what is happening.
But
go have a conversation with barbecue.
Yeah, we need to follow the story with Haiti because as I told you, whatever happens in Haiti affects us, especially on the east side and this side.
The orphans who was
that came
to
the other day. Oh, they didn't?
They did.
Oh.
But the gangs robbed the bus and take all their money before they get to the plane. So they basically came with nothing.
So I'm not.
They did have little money. I come with, you know.
Right.
Cause the white lady, when she reached, she said yes. They did have money. Cause she never depend on the bus.
Ah.
So when the robbery go on, them call her and tell her, I said them take with everything. So they did not arrive when they were expected to arrive. Jamaica had to wait a day because
of the day.
The delay. No, the people might try escape and rob them. Never
that,
them before they
so barbecue. If you see this, I don't know. If
it wasn't me,
if it, I don't know the principles, like some of the things that I hear you speak about, you know, about giving the power to the people, I get it. But this move, I don't know if you're responsible for this arm of gangs or whatever that kind of tried to hurt these children that can't hurt anybody, but rein them in. That part of it,
yeah.
No.
Sometimes you have little bad seeds.
Yeah, so
I mean they're already a gang, but technically,
the gang is not moving with any organization.
Right. Yeah,
they
have so
little bad seeds of the gang.
Yeah,
it's
so
like everybody just do what they want.
Right. So that part of it, we're not gonna really go with that one. There.
Even if you do, you need organization. Cause you need to know. Say, all right, then kids are off limit.
Right.
Especially disabled children. Like, what can they possibly
exactly,
do?
Because those are the children they brought to us.
Disabled orphans.
And disabled orphans. What am I going to do to you? Take the wheelchair and run over you?
They want money.
It's crazy.
It's greed. It's always greed. If you go back, trace back everything bad in this world, it's greed.
The root is greed. Where is Chronix?
Chronix hello, Malone. Chronix upper way place name, but them do them upper
Bobo Hill.
Ah, they say name. We can look across the city. Where they look a spot their name?
Oh, Skyline.
And them have the stuff up there, so mm-hmm. Been spotted mm-hmm. up there a few times.
I don't know if he lives up there, but that's,
no, but
that's definitely where
spotted.
A Skyline or the rest of them have a place up in the uptown up on the hill.
Skyline.
Yeah, but Skyline, but you pass Skyline and go more.
Okay.
Where they wait name again?
They have a like live event.
Where up there's a name? And they had one the other day too. Sorry, my uptown friends would be like, oh, it's that's the name of it, but oh my god. Dubwise Cafe. Yes.
So I think I saw that he was there.
Let me double check that.
But also, I believe somebody also asked, Chronix, now release nothing new. And he was like, basically, said, yes, it's okay, cool.
Just relax.
But in a nice way.
Yeah.
My
soon come.
Him depend on a different vibe, you know.
He's on a hiatus, leave him.
Yeah.
When him come back and drop new music, yeah.
If he's giving Rihanna right now. You know, it's like Rihanna, where's album?
Rihanna album coming still.
Me feel like she gonna do it, but she now gonna talk it again.
Me feel like Rihanna.
But as a Caribbean girl, she had do it because we keep asking. She had delayed.
Exactly. Me feel like Rihanna.
Because we keep asking.
Yeah, because our kids are still young, so you want to delay it till them the two of them start walk properly and talk properly. You can probably carry them got a show. Yeah.
Yeah. So big up my sister Sherry. She was the one that contributed that. That topic is like, I have a topic.
Where is Chronics?
Where is Chronics? And sent an article.
Chronics is somewhere just a chiller now. A whole of vibes.
Rather deep on a hillside.
So big up Sherry. Yeah, so I'm just like, if because the same could be said about coffee. Where is coffee? Like you haven't seen. I mean, obviously she's probably on tour, in studio, or both.
Making money.
She's so, you know.
Doing H&M campaigns.
I know, like support. Cartel, we put out 5 song every 3 minutes. You know? So it's like, so he's always kind of present. You know,
Cartel have a song out with Suki and I know.
As in foreign Suki?
Yes.
Oh.
They Suki from Love and Hip Hop.
Suki?
Yeah. Oh. It not sound bad at all.
Listen, Vybz Kartel, Adija Palmer has money waiting for him outside. Just put on waiting.
Meaning the money's already there, or based on how much, people are going.
Like people,
he's been making
people
money
are going to want to work with him. His streaming numbers are increasing steadily now since he's kind of there's a possibility that something good might happen.
Championing a cheap, so.
No, you see, when you have lawyers like that on retainer, Bert Samuels and them big lawyer there on retainer. Yeah, you have to have your money.
Maybe money done.
Free money can't done.
Oh, okay.
Free money can't done.
Sorry.
Like world boss.
What I understand, based on what Mr. Samuels says, with the Privy Council ruling, and if the Supreme Court and the DPP decides to retry, that is no longer the current retainer fee, is a new negotiation.
New contract.
I forgot what happened.
Different price.
Today is a new day. It's a different
price. Different price. Yesterday's price is
not today's price.
That is
what I was trying to say. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
So I need to income Juliet and Andrew. Big at work, no?
I can't
type.
You don't have to say your age. You reach 35?
No.
You are going to need to go for your house. You need to in at 10%.
I can't ever say this on camera. Oh, you know I contribute to NHT.
That me go ask you.
Don't make me talk business on internet. Because, first of all,
moving on.
So Chronics is doing what Chronics is doing.
Rihanna is doing what Rihanna is doing.
Yeah, let the man do what he's doing. We'll see him when we see him.
If we start to ask, where's Chronics? We need to start to ask, where is Maca Diamond?
Ooh.
Ah, Jesus.
Where is... Oh, well, we know where she is. She's everywhere. Who else?
Die.
Where's Angel? Die.
She out there. she out there. She had to look at
something. She's doing charity work.
Me see her one day.
She's
I walk
doing charity
down.
Work.
Not like in a mad way, but... Like,
no, you know, she's doing charity work.
She's on the road. She's a philanthropist.
Yes, that word.
She's doing a lot of philanthropic work. Right. Big up Angel. Big up Angel for that.
He's bounty killer. Oh, making music. Summer wedding. You see, Iman Sham doing something.
Iman left side.
Sham, baby Sham.
That was probably last year. Iman left side have something coming out. If it's not this Friday, it's next Friday.
Baby Sham.
No, Bounty.
Bounty Killer and Left Side.
Left Side, okay.
Left Side and Escorna friend again. Are them that have beef or no? RDX have beef.
Well, I know RDX had some problems.
Left Side and Escorna beefing or no?
I don't know about that. You guys would have to tell me that.
I don't know. Just checking. Are they not lesser than Esco anymore?
No, they haven't been for quite some time.
Oh.
Yeah, for a long time.
I got a tuck in your belly.
Are you ready, mini me? My name is Dr. Evil.
Okay. I forgot about that. Sorry.
That was a music segment.
Yeah, but left side have some tune, man. For real, for real, for real. Yeah. Okay. So, Diddy. Hallelujah.
Da da dee. Da da da.
Ooh, bad, 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 bad boy. You make me feel so good. I know you make me feel so good. I know you make me feel so good.
Disclaimer.
I want to stretch because the amount of muscles I'm about to pull.
Everything that is going to be said from here
is
on
alleged.
Is alleged.
Allegedly.
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 Mimis. If P. Diddy allegedly did all these things, sick man. Sick. Sick.
Because I heard allegedly
what did you not hear?
Dame Dash ain't been quiet anymore.
Dame Dash?
Well, Dame Dash can't be trusted doing now.
Hold on. Because the Aaliyah name came up again.
Oh, yes, it did.
And he's telling it all. And there is, apart from P. Diddy, another rapper's name is being called, and they must say him is worse. It's just because him smarter than the rest of them. So we them
no,
say
R. Kelly yesterday, P. Diddy today, and that particular rapper tomorrow.
So we'll wait for tomorrow.
But allegedly, I heard P. Diddy is just the bottom of the as she
the
said
tip of the iceberg. Like
their levels. They're always levels.
Apparently some of them tell him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the others just doing their own thing, but they're worse than him.
Yes.
And the reason why he's now being caught is because him just like to be out there.
Plus Cassie kind of like hit the hornet's nest.
Yes.
She
opened Pandora's box.
Whosoever convinced her.
It was her husband, she said. Because remember, her husband used to be Diddy's trainer. That's how they met.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
No. You're teaching me something.
Very interesting.
He used to be Diddy's trainer, and I guess at some point he would train her too. So they got close, and he just snatched her out of there and said, let's go be happy and make babies. And I think in her, we call it, is it affidavit? The statement.
Yeah.
She said, my husband encouraged me. This took a while to do and a lot of strength and courage to come out and say, but my husband was an integral part of me stepping out and doing this.
Which means he knows a lot too.
A lot of workers that camp know a lot. But based on the things she said he made her do, and then other people are coming out and say he made them do the same things, is either one of them lie, or Diddy allegedly is a sicko.
Sick. In all of this, I'm worried about his girls.
Are them brother have them lock and the lock, man? What's his name? Quincy?
Justin?
No.
Quincy. So Justin is a black one.
The one that is not Diddy's.
Kim's son.
Kim's outside son. Oh, okay. Yeah. One of them that's not Diddy's.
He's very
okay.
protective of the twins. Because they have the same mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's very protective of them. So he's got them.
And then the other one, what's her name? Chance? Her mother.
There's another child? Oh, the new baby.
No. The new baby is Love.
The new baby is Love.
So who the hell is Chance?
Chance was born a year before the twins. From another woman.
But this week I saw that they're saying that his jet was
grounded in Antigua.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Not found, was grounded.
But I hear some people are saying Antigua, some people are saying it was, I forgot the other country where there's a non-extradition thing.
Oh, probably where Russell Simmons is.
Jesus. No.
Allegedly. But I heard that allegedly he got word of this raid and
pack up the plane.
Took the children.
No. I hear he's probably not even on the plane.
No, he wasn't on the plane.
Evidence is on the plane.
Okay. That's what I heard. Allegedly. I heard evidence is on the plane.
Yeah, so things that would incriminate him and other famous people. Yes. That's what on the
because
plane.
Somebody was I saw somebody tweeted it was wondering if he used the plane to send the girls on spring break. Mm-mm. But when they did the research, they were already on spring break somewhere else,
yeah,
away from what was happening.
Well, people are saying he knew this was coming because the suits kept piling up,
and there was one particular lady who was saying from did he hire the two most known criminal attorneys in the U.S. Guilty. Something is in something.
Kardashian? No, him dead.
No. There's this white dude. I don't remember his name. This white dude and another woman who used to be a part of the Supreme Court or something. Mm. Like, them position big. So you know if you are going to hire them people if they represent you, you're guilty till you can. Allegedly.
Yeah, all of this is allegations.
These things that I'm in my ear, though. My word.
They are sickening. And if the other rapper is involved...
Listen. Rough.
The entertainment industry... the music industry in America is going to crash head first.
Yes, because it's a big dog.
Mm. Especially for... Black rappers.
Yeah.
Mm. And you know, the punishment for people of color is always worse than anybody else.
The palm folks.
Yeah, than yes, anybody man. Else, you know. Them beat we atta.
Than the white people.
Because look at Bill Cosby.
FFFFFFFFFF. The 8.5 by 11s.
Bill Cosby. I don't know. Allegedly.
And there's been, this is stuff resurfacing, and he's, asking these young talents to come sleep over. For what?
And camp and this camp and that camp.
What?
After the news broke about the raid, somebody released the Cat Williams interview with Shannon.
Oh, yeah. He did talk about it.
Because Diddy's gonna party, but you just need to say no.
Yeah, because his parties are different.
You know, people coming out and saying different things. There was this actor that came out, I don't remember his name, but African-American actor, who said that Denzel Washington would say, you see these Hollywood parties? You leave before the devil arrives. No, that can mean a whole heap of different things. You have to leave the party before the devil arrives.
And I was discussing with somebody now. Is that we know the answer, but we're saying why? And then both of us at the same time, funny enough, we're texting our boat. Messages popped up at the same time. Our boat essentially said the same thing. To rise to that level of fame, you have to step on some toes. So you have to do some dirty things to people. Mm-hmm. And you have to do some sick something to get to that level.
Mm.
To be in Hollywood and to be up there, you have to do some things, kick with some foot, step over some bodies, not dead bodies, but you have to kick with some people foot.
But yes, dead bodies.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
Be famous in that country.
Well, not just there, just right, anywhere yeah. to but be you know, famous.
A lot
you
of
know?
Most of the famous people in... the world right now, most of them stem from the US.
You know, to have some sort of influence, you have to do something.
You rarely see that level of fame with a certain level of humbleness. Right. Like the person might seem humble to the public, but behind the closed scenes, doors, you don't know what. Because there is no way. I'm not saying it is not possible for you to get to that level of fame without stepping on a few people.
Of course.
But I've heard that even people who are the nicest on the outside, I heard allegedly that Jennifer Lopez is not the kindest person.
It's horrible.
I heard allegedly.
That Tyler Perry is. But horrible. Me eat Tyler.
No, I hear all these people are horrible to like their staff and
yes,
Ellen. Ellen. Remember Ellen? Allegedly. Allegedly. You know? Oprah. So, allegedly.
I hear that. Nah, make me eat Oprah and Tyler Perry though.
Terrible to the staff, to assistants, to.
Well, all right. Unless everybody's lying, Tyler is not that terrible to his staff without reason.
Right. But I hear him, the little nasty behaviors can come out.
Can come out if you push him too far.
Right.
But.
No, money, them some money change people.
But like, for some people who just get up and because you're that person, you just come in and you don't say how to do or, oh, go get me that. No.
You need to actually say allegedly J-Lo because she gives off that energy in public.
Oh, yeah, I heard she's not. She's no, but not in public, nice.
She gives off.
Don't speak to me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You don't get that from her?
No, not really. I mean,
she's not like, but she kind of have this unapproachable vibe.
Okay.
She may hug a few on, but she gives off, I've got somewhere to be.
Why? Gotta go with them. I'm happy who I am as a person.
Listen,
I am not starstruck. I don't care who you are.
Listen, if heaven and hell is real, Satan, I forgot. Extend down there. If I forgot add on two room.
Two room?
Two stories. Because them coming. we're gonna pack up.
Yeah, so we will follow the story with Diddy.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Kate Middleton.
Where is Kate? We're still asking where is Kate. Produced the last time we spoke.
That was before the video came out.
Before the video came out of her saying she has cervical. Was it cervical?
She didn't. I don't think she specified.
She had cancer.
Some abdominal issue.
Mm-hmm. But experts and Twitter spokespersons alike have run the videos through softwares that says it's 90-something% deep fake AI. They've zoomed in and stuff. Her eyes move, like things move over the eyes. Some shots, there's no ring, then there's a ring. And if you're looking behind the scenes, the leaves not moving, the flowers not moving. And then what? One of the main things people pointed out, the sweater she's in was a sweater she wore in 2017. Why would Kate go put on back said sweater? And she's obviously supposed to be skinnier because she's on treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
The sweater should not fit the same.
But she does look, she did look smaller. Yeah, but
the sweater fits the same the way it did in 2017. The same sweater. Yeah,
adjust it. The tailor adjust it.
Then people that don't wear clothes twice. So apparently the video is fake and the question is still, where's that white woman?
Where are you, Kate?
Allegedly, she's in a coma, complications happened, that wasn't Kate, they said. That was an AI video. To shut us up and let us say, let the woman.
Because there are a lot of speculations.
Right, so they're like,
going around.
Let's put out that she has cancer so they leave us alone. Because you know somebody has cancer, you're going to say, aww. Look how we that chop the lady.
Yeah, we feel bad.
Just like how everybody didn't feel bad after Chadwick died.
Right. Because people used to say, Morgan, suck out back juice.
Right.
So everybody's like, no, cancer. Let's let her rest.
But I hope them not call down cancer upon the poor lady, though. Like, if it's not true, you know, right. Allegedly.
And then, in the video, she's like, with William by my side. And everybody's like,
Where?
And that adds to the theory that right. William couldn't sit beside a deep fake video because that'd be more work.
Right.
For add a real person to a deep fake. You get me? Because it's weird, right? Why wouldn't William be beside her to send out a message?
Yeah,
like
why
that?
Does she want?
Why show that in the garden? Why she can't in the office? The palace?
Yeah.
Why isn't he the supportive husband?
If she is really sick, why is she outside in the cold?
Even if All right, so she's not at Kensington, and she's off to one of the other smaller use inside. Properties. You still can't use inside.
So, you see, it's giving...
There's room to question, yeah.
Yeah, there's room to question.
Why
William never sung beside
her? Yeah, why wasn't William there?
Some, they need to come out and...
If they really want, like, sympathy, then they'll put the trip in them.
I'm just saying.
Like, the whole family just talk.
Right, but maybe they're sparing the children from seeing their mother like that. Maybe, perhaps, you know.
Yeah, but where was William?
Yeah, but William, at least, I would say.
Because William allegedly cannot sit in a deepfake video. It would have had to sink him in. Not sink like sinkhole.
We know about sink
synchronize him with the
deepfake. Right.
Because they watch him have to go pretend hug the deepfake.
AI is... Yeah. And no, this is only the beginning.
Literally nitpick that video. Her eyes were moved like...
Probably is a result, a side effect of whatever treatment she had.
No, it's like... I'm just saying. Somebody when she blink... That them slow, like them say, them slow it down, you know. Like when she blink, their eyes on the blink.
Okay.
Sometimes the hand move, there's a ring, then there's not a ring. So I'm like, oh, it's because she move her hand faster. Like, oh, no. Mm. If the ring dead, the ring dead.
Right.
And then they look behind her, the flowers, them now move. Somebody's like, oh, it's green screen. Why would they green screen a video? You get me? Like, people are giving reasons why the floors now move, but then people are saying, why would you green screen?
Yeah, because usually when police put out statements, you're either in the library where the books, where you know not now move.
So if they were going to go in the garden, why would they green screen a garden when there's literally a garden outside? You get me?
Right.
So there's a lot.
And if you want to do it that way where nothing is not moving, go in the library where the book then now move, the shelves now move. Nothing now move. Like, what?
So them I say the ear must need a move, different ear, and then they're saying cancer doesn't make your jawline sink like that. So, no, they went in. So, they're saying no matter what kind of cancer you have, chemo doesn't affect your face like that, it affects your body. Mm-hmm. But so, even all of them things, so like the deep face, like, oh, they make her look sick. Give her a little less bone, less flesh, make her look bony.
Jaja.
So apparently that wasn't Kate, that was AI Kate. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Boy technology.
So the question still remains, where is Kate?
Produced that white woman.
As the TikTok girl would say.
Okay, so why wouldn't William come out and make a statement?
Because something is happening.
The fact that his father is sick, his wife is sick. You are the one supposed to be taking over running the palace. You need to make a statement.
I remember when they say certain paper and strap tax. It's like them not... Something in or something or something or something.
You know, me have a link, Ari.
Yeah, me have a call him later.
What's it, Ari?
What really I want?
Tell me what I want.
Come have a pan, what's up, you know?
Right now, I just feel like he's trying to stay as far away as possible.
That's his own, you know, say something around.
No, something over there. The palace probably upside down as we speak.
Yeah.
But a queen is supposed to say, me did everything turn upside down.
No, but I kind of saw that happening. She, like... There's a reason why
she served that long.
She stayed alive because she could have stepped down from the throne and given Charles a long time ago.
But she never
wanted. But she obviously knew
that if he got hit,
like her family dynamic, like she knows that
she knows if that certain Charles things, Charles could undo everything what she did.
Fat finger, Charles. Oh, sorry.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, you saw them.
Allegedly.
Why is it allegedly when you can see them? Sausage finger chops.
No, it's like she knew he wasn't
capable of doing the job.
And then she died and him not even take over officially, properly, before him sick.
Whenever they give a tab about this, because when it did happen, we never started. But... Side chick Camilla have crown on her head.
Yes.
The summer bun meat.
The queen did that before she died.
She would be called the queen consort.
Yeah, but me no business about that. Me talk about the fact that side girl sung in a tune.
Yeah.
The Audacity, the God.
But it's just for optics. She can't do nothing.
Literally, she could start like a Feed the Orphans program, but she do that to get
approved.
By who? Kensington?
Yes. You can't just take up say you're going to do things so Kensington have to approve.
Yeah, but she needs to do something for your crown.
But she can't do nothing because she have to take care of Charles. Now, karma.
There's a Diana up there.
Thank you.
Listen, Diana walk through the house and create havoc over there. Man.
She up there walk the goose over. She has a bow, bow, bow. One for you, one for you. Hey, like, why you think Ari lose? No, Ari, my next one name.
William?
Losing airlines of us.
Stressed out.
Karma.
William. Hey, I remember, you know.
He was a hot one.
Rest in peace, Diana, you know. I remember when Princess Diana died, you know, and it was her funeral. I was in high school. I mean, I aged myself. But I was in high school when the funeral was happening. And I kid you not, every girl...
Did a dead over William.
Did a dead over William.
Because Harry never so cute back then.
Because I think he was probably like 13, 14, 15, 16.
A younger Harry was looking no, like Harry was
like
a kid.
Like small, like a little boy.
But even as a teenage, Harry never did that cute.
He was looking like an albino kid.
Yeah, but Harry was the hot one.
No, man.
Harry, William was William, the hot one.
William,
but
man.
One thing about the table,
they are going to turn.
Because Harry be looking scrumdilly.
Me like what Harry just said.
And William.
Harry said, before me sit in a this and take all of this, let me get out of here.
William.
And he just, peace.
But that's what happens when you marry a black girl, you know. Polish your
A black woman is going to know how to take care
it's
of you.
It's karma.
A black woman. Not karma a black girl. Black woman.
Not a black woman. A black woman. Out, and then it's all right. It's a drop out. Let me just shave the whole thing. Can I even start pick out in them? And he must try. He must try working. And somebody must say, Mr. William, sir, what do you call him? Duke William?
The stylist.
Your Highness.
Say, Your Highness.
Your Highness when you're a Duke?
Everybody on the Highness wants to arrive.
Yeah, wants to arrive. Oh, you know, Your Highness.
I don't know. Look at me come from.
Well, all right. What I do know is that, like for the Queen, as a sign of respect, they would say, ma'am. Instead of Your Queen. Royal Highness, they would be like, is everything to your liking, ma'am? You know?
Okay. So we owe here call people moms.
It's a term of endearment.
Anyway, there's something about that. But anyway, someone must say, William, sir, you might want to shave it. It's giving.
It's giving. I'm doing my best.
It's giving bird a picot head. It's not cute. Yes. But yeah, man, something I go on. Police right now. Upside down.
Media houses, can you give us some insights?
Oprah need to sneak into there and get some clips and footage.
Then I go sneak Oprah in here, cause Oprah is friends with Ari.
And Barack went there. Remember what I was saying? Barack went there? Barack now travel to London for no reason.
I've really, actually never really seen Barack in London outside of like official presidential duties.
And he's not no president right now. Yeah. What is he doing over there?
People say, I'm Michelle.
No, somebody say, black people are like, oh, let me go see what's going on over there. You know what now?
Michelle saying,
like, why am I saying well, go down. Come on. I want the tea.
Michelle Nago. What she want
the team.
Yeah.
But
so,
yeah.
So we'll follow that story.
Oh, because when I said moms, yeah. I saw recently that a guy wanted to insure a fit and the insurance was, don't quote me on this, like 140.
140 what?
1,000. To insure a fit.
140,000.
And people are saying, but me drive SUV and it's cheaper than that. And apparently people had to explain to him because the moms, them not stop crash. And so the premium and
the fit
are going
$140,000?
And also because they keep stealing the fits.
Oh, okay.
So the stealing of the fits and the fact that the girl, them
prone to accidents.
So once you have a fit, The moms go for the fit.
Right. So, yeah. If you plan to buy any car, don't buy a fit. Because insurance are going to kill you. Because the moms, they make a bad name for the fit.
Why?
And that's most people's starter cars.
Yeah, exactly. Because
It's a little cheaper. You get where you need to go.
And it's a little car where you can move around.
And it's Honda, so it's built good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But apparently insurance are going to kill you.
Yeah.
Over 100. Right now, SUV insurance is around like 70,000 to 80,000.
Mm.
And that's SUV.
Boy.
So don't buy a fit.
Boy.
Yeah. That was my mom's.
That was your mom's thing. So the last thing on the list in terms of, you know, international news is the bridge collapse over Baltimore Harbor.
Listen to me. I saw that video. I was like, you always have something in a movie. In an apocalypse movie.
Something not feel right.
Giving final destination.
You mean if they said the ship man never see the something?
No, but what I heard is that they lost power for 59 seconds. They lost power, yes, and control for 59 seconds.
If you lose power, the ship not stop. I don't know. No, water.
Because if he lost power, he wouldn't be able to alert them that the bridge needs to open for him to pass.
But even the bridge couldn't open. That's him. That's still the column.
That's what I mean. I say, the bridge, him couldn't see, and the bridge never opened, so if you turn left or
no,
right.
No, but I have zero knowledge on ships and water vehicles.
Nautical
topics. Transportation.
Yeah.
If it's shut down, the ship not stop?
No.
No, it will. No, continue because remember it's floating, right? Speed. And the current in the harbor, you don't know what's going on. So even if it's going at a speed and you lose power, you're still going to keep moving. So you can't. Until something stop it.
But the steering wheel go by electricity, apparently.
Well, more than likely, everything is digitized.
Same time I say them couldn't have a little manual shift for the steering
wheel.
But in
59 seconds, what much?
It can lean little man, and like 10 seconds can scrape the icebergs, like scrape the column, but not lick it.
The size of that.
I just try to see if we could save the people.
No, nobody on the ship got hurt. As far as I know, but I know people that were on the bridge.
It was a mass casualty.
Yeah. So people were on the bridge.
Yes, because you on the bridge and see a ship come towards you, you back up, drive faster.
But you can't back up, go where?
They're not that.
Because the bridge is pretty wide, I think. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And that's one of the shorter bridges in the country.
Yeah. So the economic problems.
The governor had to call a state of emergency.
Give thanks. The ships coming in the Kingston Harbor, not have no bridge to go through and over.
I know, and people are worrying like these are their worst fears and da da da. Yeah. And like apparently, when you're going over a bridge, if you do decide to travel to these long bridge countries, apparently when you're going over the bridge, wind down your window,
so you can choke out.
Because apparently they say if you fall into water in a vehicle,
you
have 30 to 60 seconds to do a gazillion things to get out.
Yes.
You have to ensure the window is down. So while you're dropping, God go with you. You're afraid, but somehow you're supposed to remember for winding your window while you're free falling.
Yeah.
Because for one, the pressure won't allow it to wind down. And two, a lot of these cars are now shatterproof. The windows are now shatterproof. So if you had that pen thing, it can't shatter underwater. Secondly, you're supposed to take off the seatbelt and take off all the picnic name seatbelt on have a crew.
Wow.
If you have 8 picnic guard go there, you have to go climb through the minivan.
All right.
And then third of all,
what they are saying send is them that out you're first. Approaching a bridge. Stop. Take off your seatbelt. Roll your windows down. Remove the seatbelts from each everybody child else or whosoever. Go across the bridge, stop
and do back everything.
That may understand.
No, but this person was actually saying to do all this while you're falling.
No, that person is not screw on right.
No, true.
When you are free fall, when you are thinking about
it, them say it's go really tough because you're literally
your whole life is flashing before, in front of you.
Right. So naturally your sense now kicking.
Me I go say, all right. Father God,
but
this.
If you can, wind down the window, unbuckle your seatbelt. Because
some short type thing, they matter.
And
about.
Then sometimes, I don't know if it's reality, but when the cars are sinking in movies or shows, it takes a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you wait till you hit the water, then maybe you think to do certain things, I can understand that. But right. Falling,
Me not think about that. Me not think about
that. Yeah, because what would happen is the seatbelt not gonna pull underwater. So then I say, if you do all of that before it fully submerged, you can't swim out.
Yeah, because once the vehicle hit the water, you're not going to sink same time. Mm-hmm. So I can understand trying to do something once you hit the water. But
what if your vehicle is falling and a piece of the bridge is falling on top of your vehicle? You know what I mean? Like
you say, your whole life will flash in front of you. You're not thinking about nothing.
So that's going to be hard. So, you know.
And then it was dark. You can imagine how scared those people were.
Oh, my God.
Because underwater itself dark enough. Yeah. And then it's the middle of the night.
And the harbor is
and debris falling.
Real deep. So, you know.
Thanks, not now, go
under, condolences to the families that are...
Because we...
That may have lost anyone during that unfortunate incident. That's sad. It's kind of like you're on the, what the bridge name?
Bustamante
Bridge, and it just collapse.
I.
Rebuke that.
Hello.
Shandalama.
Hello.
No.
A real would be. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
I beg your
pardon. That is the way we have to
rebuke
travel.
That.
Please.
Rebuke that.
Mm-mm. No, y'all start make me walk across the bridge.
Can just happen there now.
Yeah, like at any time.
That's so random. Imagine you go about your night
final destination.
You go about your night and just collapse. You just collapse to the bridge. Just it's like 9/11 all over again. Cause people are probably like, you know, say me there a cousin. I say, oh, you make me late. And then probably never get to cross the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that cause and say, look on me, I make me late for go work. They were supposed to go in the Twin Towers.
Yeah. 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 So.
So sorry for those who died. Condolences to their families. But a lot of people are probably like, Januan, me did I go cross it later in a boat.
And you know, I saw the boat and I stopped. You know, something like that. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You know, I just stopped. Rough. So.
And I don't know if you guys know about the Florida Bridge.
Miles long.
Yeah.
You can imagine upon that and collapse?
What you that do?
Like, no, yeah. No. Hello. Like, you drive on the bridge, you know, see nothing but sea, you know? Miles of concrete in ocean. You just like, look down the road, one straight bridge, and it's just the bridge and water. Why would you build something like that?
To get to the other side.
Drive around where? The land. Because I don't think the two lands, there is just a shortcut to the two lands. Me rather drive the 100 miles than do the 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the one that goes underwater to come up back.
All right. So would any of you take any of those high-speed trains?
I've been on one, the Japan one.
Exactly, right. You were in Japan. Yeah. So it's like super high speed.
Super. You get the destination and you blink. Oh, I'm there.
But it's just like, you know, you hear about them
so
derailing.
Well, I'm still here.
Now I got entertain
one thing
the
with the Japanese, them doing them engineering skills up. Because
they
check them something regular.
Yeah.
But as you say, things can just
happen. Anything can happen.
Somebody forget to screw on something one day, and it's...
Yeah, that's it.
Would you go under... What I said to people, would you go under the underneath bridge?
When I get to that bridge, I'll cross it.
You can't cross it, you have to go under.
When I get to that...
Nobody can cross it.
The thing with that one, though, it's not long. It's about half a mile.
And there are some things in life... I would love to experience.
Maybe I try it one
but
time.
But some things, I will wait until I get there and see it to decide if me want to try it.
Wait, I'm going to go to the area, baby. You can't decide right there.
Me can turn back. Me can always turn back. I can
would you go underneath
turn
it?
Back.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I'm open.
For the experience, yes. But I mean, I said, me will make that decision when I get there.
You're not having to pull over.
Because nobody's thinking about a large cargo ship crashing into
exactly.
Like, nobody's thinking about that. No one.
You know what the mind play tricks on you sometime.
Nobody's thinking about that. So, you know, if it...
Because enough time we across Flat Bridge, that just little flat bridge.
I don't like that little bridge. Now.
And you have people wind up them window and...
Why them can't put two railing on it?
It's very difficult to put railing on it.
Why? Because they don't be mirror me them.
Yep.
Them
take it that down? Bridge is too old.
Oh, for like you would damage drill
stuff.
Oh, so build it back.
No, they need to get the Chinese them to do the feasibility study to find out
because if it's too one. Because if it's too old, we should not drive on it then.
It's from like the 17th century.
Why are we still driving and on it?
Them now use the highway them I go over flat bridge
with the Lord.
With the Lord.
I hate that bridge so bad.
Me, anytime yeah. me I go over flat bridge, me silent. Even if me I talk before me approach the bridge, me tap.
Miss me, mm-hmm. I'm a stop straight. No, my focus, if it was not 100% before, it is yes, while I'm going yes. over this bridge.
I'm like,
so you see the wind down window thing and seatbelt somewhere at about. I do that every time I have to go across the flat bridge.
Right.
And that are just little flat bridge at Jamaica.
Like one little right this or to right this so.
It yeah, that's don't like, take, it don't I don't take even it, think it's 100 feet long.
I don't think it take 30 seconds 50. To go over. I don't think it take 30 seconds to go 10 over 10 the flat probably. Bridge. But, I run no joke.
No, we're not playing a game. We're not playing a game. So, rest, you know, condolences to all the families that have been affected by this unfortunate incident. I hear they're still looking for bodies. Yeah. And that's crazy to me. But, condolences.
The river is a river, right?
The Baltimore River. And
yeah,
river.
I think yeah. it's harbor. Deep.
Yeah, I mean, like, that the harbor ship is huge. Deep.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So the deep divers have to go
down.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go with extra oxygen.
Yeah, yeah. Come up back and go down back and kind of something.
Yeah.
That rough.
Well, this has been another episode of What Is, my co-host.
What me did say my name?
That girl. Voice of the people.
And I am Allison. Until next time, peace, love, unity all the time. Blessings. We are out.